This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Holy Spirit, you give life to all life, moving all creatures. Root of all things, washing them clean, wiping out their mistakes, healing their wounds. You are our true life, luminous, wonderful, awakening the heart from its ancient sleep. Amen. Good morning. Prayer that I just shared with you is one of many that come down to us from the saint whose feast day we celebrate today. Her name is Hildegard of Bingen. In an age in the 1000s when people's life expectancy was about 40, she lived to the ripe age of 81 and had many visions as she was in a convent that she and her teacher Jutta had started. And she wrote many of these visions down that have come down to us as beautiful mystical prayers, many of them made into beautiful choral pieces that choirs to this day will sing. But I think the sense of that prayer that God is in all things and with all people is certainly an appropriate message for us to hear today. Well, there weren't many of you who were here last week, so I thought I should capture for you in some way what took place here. But unfortunately, the storm took out one of our projector lights, so you will have to be able to see that screen to see the short video that will sort of summarize last week. Good morning and welcome to St. Joseph's Episcopal Church. If we have any visitors or guests, anyone attending St. Joseph's for the first time today, if you are such and are comfortable raising your hand, we would just like to acknowledge your presence here today in our midst. Anyone? If you would like to be a part of a community that values faith, patience, and love, we would welcome you to stay here. Faith, patience, and love. FPL. And as the song goes, we got the power. And we do have the power. And we need this power. And we need to be that power now more than ever. Faith, patience, and love. I don't choose the readings that we're given. The church gives these in the lectionary, but how often in these readings do they hit us where we are? And here we have this reading of the Israelites scared to death on the run, and the water goes to the side, and they're going to pass through, not knowing, is that torrent of water going to come down upon us, or are we going to make it across? I don't know how you felt this past week, but that's sort of what I felt like. Every hurricane warning that came through on my cell phone, is this the one that's going to do it? And yet here we are. God delivered them through the Red Sea. God continues to deliver us through the storms. How many of you remember Andrew? Francis, Irene, Jean, Charlie, Wilma, and on and on. And yet, here we are. And you know what? Those storms could have wiped out all sorts of things, but they're just things. If anything, this experience of what we go through should be a wake-up call to us once again to concentrate upon the things that truly matter. Number one, faith. Nothing will separate us from the love of God, period. And I don't care what you hear on any TV station or televangelist, God does not cause hurricanes to punish people. God does not work that way. Our God is a God who sees what is happening to his people, and he weeps with us and has compassion with us and wants to wrap his loving arms around us and enable us to wrap our loving arms around those as well to be his presence to the world. That is our God. And it is a God in which we have faith. 33 of us gathered here to give thanks to God after the storm. And we intentionally had before us on a table what is called church in a box. The diocese has asked us to put into a waterproof box everything that we would need to have a service in the unlikely event that there'd be something catastrophic and the church would be no more. We could still have Sunday service out in the parking lot or on the soccer field, but everything's right there in that little box, all we need. And I wanted us to look at that box as a symbolic reminder. What do we truly need? If there is anything that we can gain above all from something like this that we've been delivered from or which we suffer through, it's to reprioritize our lives once again and say, what's really important here? And am I aligning my life to those priorities? Faith. FPL. Patience. Oh boy. Somebody after the service last night said to me, don't tell me, Father Marty, about patience. I had my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my kids, my grandkids for a week. Patience. Patience. Every four-way supposed stop that you came to with the lights out, and there's always that one bozo that thinks he doesn't have to stop and puts your life and everybody else's at risk. Patience. Patience. St. Paul talks about that patience in that reading that we heard today, where there's a Christian community that is not getting along because they are arguing with each other about what you eat or the way you act or what your orientation is or this, that, or the other thing. And Paul's saying, look, the whole idea is God calls all people, be patient with one another. I don't know about you, but I never see our neighbors in our neighborhood except at a time like this when it seems like everybody wants to be helpful. And it doesn't matter if you're the people who practice Islam across the street from us or you're the fundamental Christians across the other way or whatever your religious orientation or anything is, we are the people of God and we want to reach out and help each other as much as we can. If it took Irma to remind us of that once again, that's a good thing. Patience. The gospel that we hear today proclaimed is part of this chapter 18 of Matthew, where Jesus is talking about this same kind of thing that is all about the bigger picture. He starts in this gospel, chapter 18, talking about little children. All are welcome. Little children are welcome. Then he starts talking about the lost sheep. You know, if a shepherd has 100 sheep and loses one, you leave the 99. You want to go and The other one, because you want everybody to be reconciled and to be together. He talks about forgiveness last week. And again, today. And why is there a need for patience? Because we have a God who is infinitely patient with us. This parable that Jesus tells today, his language is very intentional. He says, 10,000 talents. Talents was the biggest denomination word that they had for their money. So it's the biggest denomination. And the biggest word they had for an amount of that money is 10,000. It is like the most incredible amount of money that you could imagine. In words that we use today in modern English, this guy owed his master $1 bazillion. And there is no way he's going to pay back $1 bazillion. Jesus wants us to understand that this infinite grace that God pours out to each and every one of us, grace upon grace. And when we realize that, what gratitude I have, the way I want to be patient with myself and with everybody else. Wow. It's an amazing thing. Then we come FPL, love. Love. It's all that really matters when it comes down to it. And there are going to be incredible opportunities for us to practically express that to people. Rev. Wendy just ran off. We got the first list from our friends in the Episcopal churches in the Keys who are just getting back to their churches to find out. I understand Reverend Deborah McConaughey, our friend in Marathon at St. Columba, has about 60 people holed up at St. Columba's right now with a shelter. And they have come through with a list of things that they practically need. So I would encourage you to pick up one of those lists. There is a truck that's going to be going down from Pompano Beach. They're going to load up that truck and get it through to get those supplies down to those folks. If you have a favorite charity, whether it's the Red Cross, whether it is Episcopal Relief and Development, the bishop has started his own appeal here in this diocese. If you want to funnel any kind of funds through St. Joseph's, we'll make sure that every cent goes towards that hurricane relief and gets to the proper people. But there are going to be hands-on opportunities down the road as well. The love that we saw in this community expressed in so many ways. I am so grateful for the people who were able to come and worked and worked and worked to the point of some of them literally getting sick from helping to clear up the debris on this campus this past week. Faith, patience, love. We've got that power. And if it took Irma to remind us of that, maybe it's a good time for us then to reach out a little more in gratitude to others. Every saint who had tragedy, who had catastrophe in their lives, they always end up writing something that expresses nothing but gratitude to God afterwards. St. Francis is losing his sight. He's ill. He feels like he's a failure. And he ends up writing that beautiful canticle of all God's creatures, giving thanks to God for everything, Mother Earth, Mother Sun, Brother Sun, Sister Moon. The man who wrote the hymn that we all know too well had just lost his wife and his two daughters in a ship accident at sea. And he writes, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all my griefs to bear." The gratitude prayers in our prayer book, for the most part, came out of people's experience of similar tragedies and difficulties. We were spared. So all the more reason for us to be grateful. And all the more reason for us to get our symbolic hard hats and to open our hearts and to show that power, faith, patience, and love. May we do so. Amen.